Hello, beauties. Welcome to my show, Power and Pleasure, All Things Women's Health. I'm your host, Kim Billick. I'm a women's empowerment and sexual health coach, Reiki master, yoga therapist, and occupational therapist. This podcast is going to be raw and juicy. And yes, we'll be talking about all things women's health uncensored. We'll be talking about periods, hormone health, sex, pleasure, pregnancies, all those things that may be going on down there that are making you feel uncomfortable. Anything that you may be feeling scared or ashamed to talk to your doctor about, your partner, your girlfriend, let's just consider this podcast Real Girl Talk. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at @KimBillick_ or my website www.amala-living.com. Hello, beauties. Welcome back to Power and Pleasure, All Things Women's Health Uncensored. So today we are going to have a beautiful conversation about embodying feminine energy. But there's going to be a little twist because we're going to talk about some of the things that don't get talked about often. And I have this lovely guest here with me, Miss Michelle Coutinho. She is a vocal empowerment coach, healer, intuitive reader, and so much more. And I'm going to let her take it from there and explain a little bit more what she does. Thank you for being here, Michelle.
My honor. I was thinking when you were starting this stuff, I was like, this is so cool because we know each other and our friends, and now we get to do like an official podcast together and kind of bring our connection out forward into the world for people to hear. So that's exciting. What do I do? So I'm a coach, but primarily I'm a healer. I work with women mostly on their personal development and their empowerment, specifically the rare woman or a rare quality in women that is not culturally appropriate or acceptable, which is the wise woman, the witch, the priestess, the dark feminine. This particular, you know, I never thought, but tends to be my realm of, you know, for self-acceptance in myself. You know, like a little bit about my background history is like my father became a patriarchal Jew when I was like 4 years old. And my mother was always this gypsy tarot reader. So it was a very strong divide. Plus there was the hypocrisy of the way that he would behave and then use the religion like to like back him up, which is just like, it's exactly what's wrong with our culture and their relationship to the feminine and the power of the feminine. And I feel like what I'm learning about myself is like, we're given the wounds of the world so that we can bring healing to them. And so what I do as a coach and a spiritual mentor and an energy healer, which was one of my earliest budding gifts, and also a songstress, which was another one of my earliest budding gifts, and kind of weaving all these together, which is really what shamanic work is. And so I'm hesitant to call myself like a shamanic practitioner because of indigenous culture and respect in the world that we live in today. However, the weaving of energy and song lines and allowing people to come to the truth of their soul and who they are really is shamanic work. And so I get to be a channel and a steward of that, in particular to the right relationship between the masculine and feminine on this earth, and also the relationship to power itself, the masculine and feminine within us, you know. And so I do that through the chakra and toning, and I have all these methods of doing that, but that's primarily the essence of why and what I do.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I'm just going to quickly say, I've heard your voice so many times. So to anyone listening, when you're done listening to this podcast, go check out Michelle's Instagram and listen to her voice.
Michelle Infinity.
You're
Michelle
just
Infinity. Now. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, every time you post something, I'm like, wow, her voice.
And so, you know what's really cool about that is that it gets deeper with age. Like I just, this past weekend, I was in prayer because I did two retreats. I did one with Sacred Sister Circle and then one at the Samadhi Yoga Temple in Austin, which I recently moved to a few months ago. So two back-to-back beautiful in-person events, and because of COVID, in-person events haven't been happening, you know? So it was like so beautiful to be in person. But this weekend, I did just my own prayer, if you will. And I put up all my sound bowls and I had my little like looper and I started praying and singing just what was in my soul. And I was feeling the transmission of what was coming through me in a different way. And I was acknowledging my own journey and how a year ago I would like stutter or hesitate on these particular instruments. I like wasn't able to just allow that to move through and to pray, to really pray, but to pray with the equipment as well as like another level. And so it's such a journey to our own power and allowing our medicine and our music and our soul to like come through us is a huge, huge thing. So
I like that you highlight that. And I have seen you grow just through coaching, because as Michelle said, like, we know each other now for way over a year. Like, we had the same coach. So I remember being on calls and being so like unsure about things. And that too is a form of sharing your voice, you know, when we were on calls and just how you're going to lead your clients. But the other thing that I like that you highlight, like your transition with the voice and stuff, I find with myself, which is a piece of feminine energy, is, so I have a yoga background, so I get my flow and movement through my yoga practice. I don't come from a dancing background, but I dance a lot more in my house alone just to tap into that feminine energy, especially when I'm working and I'm in that masculine energy. Do I take a dance break and I just like to get in back into my body and just like into flow. And it's amazing how after when I sit down, like I start getting these downloads.
I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. I haven't been doing that in the last like week or two because I'm about to leave to Brazil and I have the podcast. I'm about to launch a book, like all these things. And I have been so much in my masculine and I'm aware of it. And these little things like this dance, and like you said it was before we hopped on, you didn't meditate this morning. I didn't either, because I was like, I was up late. I'm like, I need that little bit of extra sleep, and here I am now.
I didn't meditate. I did veg out, but no, it's not perfect. But it's also like the structure doesn't have to be there. Like sometimes, like, I used to, you talked about coaching in a year ago and such like that, right? So let's just like go into that. So when we doubt the essence of who, and it's totally important to prepare, like for these retreats, there was a certain amount of like listening that we need to do before we're about to hold space. Otherwise, it could be a shit show, number one, or we're not capable or doing a service to the other people. Because what I've seen in facilitators is that they'll be a more on autopilot or I'll do it, like, you know, years ago, like holding space more from the personality than the soul, right? Which doesn't actually serve anybody. It's really important to like listen and tune in. So there is a certain amount of preparation, but with you and I knowing each other in the podcast, I was like, the formality and the overwork or the over preparing. I had a friend tell me, he was not in our coaching container, but he was saying to me, like, you think you have to do all these things. You think you have to like do yoga 6 times and be in like the most zen to like hold space for somebody. He's like, you don't. You really don't. And I was like, oh, and like little clues along the path kind of initiate you into like trusting yourself. And then your empowerment comes from like really just doing the work. Like the more that I was with clients, the more that I was out in the world. And now it's like at this past retreat with Sacred Sisters, I've done a lot of work this year about letting go of attachment of like numbers and likes and ego stuff. That like comparison was a big shadow for me in my business because of the rareness of what I'm here to teach. My audience is not as wide because our consciousness level is not mainstream dark shadow feminine. Like that just isn't, that's the point, right? I'm like an outlier. And that actually is a power source for me. And I just posted about this last night, actually, about, you know, the shaman is often outside the village, but a goddess, like if I can be a muse for women, like me 5 years ago, you know, and let go of all of that trying to fit into our culture that wastes so much time, you know. But now that I have kind of alchemized that through my teachers, I have a mentor, Suzanne Sterling, who is a yoga badass woman who was like at every Burning Man since the dawn of time. Just she, and she's like so anti-capitalist and such an activist. And such she's so anti-influencer culture, even though she's like very well known and such, to really keep me humble and in check. And like, God bless her. She's really like helped me own this part of my, like integrate this part of myself this year. And then when you do that and you let go of your attachment, guess what happens? Everybody and their mother comes out of the woodwork and is like, you're the best thing in the sliced, you know? I mean, and people were really responding to my voice and my teachings over this particular retreat with the Sacred Sister Circle. And I could see the quality of multidimensional woman that was there and that what they were hungry for, what they were wise to. And my genuine reaction was like, oh, good. I'm glad that it's, that the service that the transmissions are coming through. Like that means that we're all in alignment together. And that is the most important thing, is that we're all in alignment together, you know, and sacred and whatever this web of life is doing it through us, you know?
Yes. I love that. And you're talking about the dark shadow feminine. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that a little more? Because like you said, it's not a mainstream thing. So people are listening maybe right now going, what is that even? So let's talk a little bit more about this, what this dark shadow feminine is, how us females could tap into that, because it is what's not talked about. And I love these conversations. And that's why my podcast is uncensored. It may not be all about sex and stuff, but let's talk about the not mainstream society things we talk about that maybe are shut down a bit.
Well, you know what's really beautiful about this? Today is Navaratri, which is the nine nights of the goddess in Hindu culture. And we honor Durga, which is this warrior priestess. Durga birthed through her third eye, Kali, which some sisters might be familiar with. But I happened to see this morning a post from a few years ago that I posted on Facebook, and it's the photo of Kali, and it just says, come at me. And I was going through a breakup at the time, and it was about like me just being like very in my Kali, which is the archetype of like, I fucking had enough. Do not fuck with me. Here is my boundary. And if you cross it, I will kill you. And like, she is a wrathful, for love, fierce goddess. The reason why it's not mainstream is because she's scary to a lot of people. That's a fear. People in this culture have the weakness, I feel, of, and I think the patriarchal conditioning and also the racism conversation of wanting to whitewash everything. Like, oh, well, just, or even the social media, you know, content, it's like, or the new age movement, God, everywhere does it, where it's just like, we're just going to pretend that everything is fine. How are you? I'm fine. You know, let's not go deep. Let's not, people are so afraid of emotional intimacy. For me, that this is my, why I'm such a stand for sacred, authentic expression. Like, I don't fuck around. I will not lie to keep the peace. I don't play games. I have less friends because of this, but it's just like, I'm a wild creature. And there's an element of the wild that has been suppressed, especially in the feminine. It's not okay for us to be wrathful. It's not okay for us to show up in our power. It's not okay for us to source our own power without needing the approval of other women or other men. If we do that, if we stand in that, then we are actually a threat to the collective. And that drives me, it's like, that's been my life experience. Like I'm having images in my head of high school. Like that's literally my life experience, and that's been my walk. And now I feel, if I can just allow these little kernels that are within all of us. So it's like, what is the dark feminine in a woman? It's the part of her that's a mother bear when she has a child and is like, if you mess with my child, I will rip your face off. Like that is Kali within you. You are a stand for your power. Every woman has access to this. If we move it into the shadow where it's actually unhealthy, obviously that there's something that is to be
we wouldn't want to be coming from our wombs. We wouldn't want to be manipulative. We wouldn't be one of the women who they cry rape on the men just because they know that they can, right? Like that's where it's like the man didn't actually violate the woman, but she wants power or to get back at him in revenge. That's when this energy gets distorted and moves into the shadow. And that's actually not what we want to do. And obviously, because that's out of integrity. And that is also what gives this energy like a bad reputation, because they say that Tantra is like sliding down a razor blade. If you don't have the wisdom or the humility, you can move down through these darker energies and get totally like the ecstasy of false power and get enraptured by the manipulation and the shadow energy. Scorpio is like the archetype for that, right? But if you're an eagle scorpion, right, which I am, my mom told me when I was very young, you are a Scorpio. You have a choice to be a lizard or an eagle.
So how do we, as women, get into that feminine side that is the eagle and out of our shadow? How do you guide your clients through that?
Yeah, actually, you know what's so funny? I learned about true shadow work from John Wineland, which is so funny because there are things that I agree with and things that I don't agree with in different parts of his teachings, but he helped me face a shadow part of myself last year. And it was actually my own dark feminine. It was the destroyer. He like called it out in me. He was like, you have this archetype in you. And I was like, I do not. You have me all wrong. And then I went into it and it's like, yeah, the part of you that's like a destroyer, like the part of you that like wants to rip somebody's head off, like Kali. And like, I mean, if Kali in her depiction has skulls around her neck, men's skulls representing ignorance and like the ego and how she like lifts that off, right? And so you can't run away from it. That's what I've learned, is like you cannot everybody in their lives, and this is something that I brought into my own work, we're all running so fast away from the truth of our hearts. Mm. We're all trying so much to, like I said, to whitewash or to try to make things nice and easier, and sitting with our grief and our true, you know. And then there's the ancient grief that we all have as women. Like, this is a part of myself that I've judged for a really long time, is that like I was like, something's wrong with me because I can tap into this really primal ancient sadness, and I think that a man or the world doesn't want that, right? But only by, and I'm still working with this one, but only by owning it and sitting with it and accepting that part of myself and seeing that there's power in it, have I been able to stand more in the archetypes that I possess. We all have certain archetypes. Some women are very Aphrodite, flowery. Some women are warriors. None is better than the other. We all have all archetypes. And some of us are more practiced based on our childhood trauma and our childhood wounds. And so everyone, no matter who they are, what archetypes they have, has to be in service more to the integrity and the transformational growth in order to really walk with the integrity of the eagle or be on a path of a true spiritual warrior. They can't negotiate themselves for power or fame or pleasure or ease. Ease, that's a big one, because it's a difficult path to be in your integrity. It's not so easy, as I've seen.
I can vouch on that as well. I like how you say, though, just sitting and feeling like
totally
what needs to come through. And I think this is a big thing, and I even went through it, you know, myself, as I went through my healing journey and transformation journey, and as I continue to go through that. But this feeling and acknowledging the past stuff that you say that happened in your childhood, it gets uncomfortable, but that's when the transformation happens. That's when I say the magic happens. And I see it in my clients when I give them certain assignments, depending on what they're moving through, that next call, or I get a text the next day and they're just like, wow, this came up for me and I didn't even realize it was there. Like, we brush it under the rug for so long, but until you sit with it,
and really feel it, you don't even realize it's there. And that feeling and being in the moment, that is part of our feminine. And that is probably, that is part of our, I'd say more of our mainstream feminine, you know, just to feel and be in flow of what's coming up, but we have to allow ourselves to go there.
Mm-hmm. I love that you use the word uncomfortable, because that's so true. It's uncomfortable for us to drop in. And so sometimes we'll avoid, we talked about like avoiding the meditation or avoiding the practices. Like I've been really light with my yoga practice lately. I'm still doing different workouts, but like there's something that gets me really deep in the feels when I do an hour and a half of vinyasa practice. Mm-hmm. And giving that to yourself to go into that, that's something that I notice even myself, like I can skate over the surface of, to just kind of like do other things that are not going to get me deep into ourselves. I think I like Marianne Williamson has that quote, like it's not our dark, but it's our light that frightens us. I think it's just facing our truth that it feels scary. It feels big because it's ultimate, you know, it's like the ultimate thing that we can do is really be present to like who we are and what's real. And we have so many distractions nowadays. Mm-hmm. So it's much easier to do the other things.
Well, and that's been a beautiful thing, I think, with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We have been forced to sit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more to be on our own and have these moments of reflection. And I remember having conversation with my cousin and a few other women when this first happened. They're like, all this shit is coming up, like all this stuff that I didn't even realize that bothers me or that makes me uncomfortable is coming up now. And I was like, yeah, because you have no distractions.
Oh my goodness.
So use this, it's a blessing in disguise, and use this as an opportunity to go there. Mm-hmm. And then even with the yoga thing, mm-hmm. I just signed a new client last night. I don't do calls on a Sunday, but I was just getting a call. And this is like, Sundays are for me, but sometimes you just listen to what's coming through. And I was getting a call from source, you know what, do this call with this woman. And yeah. So I signed a new client and we were talking, and I was, you know, cause I'm a yoga therapist as well. And I incorporate that into my coaching. And I was like, do you have a yoga practice? And she's like, it stresses me out more. And I was like, that's something to look at. I'm like, why is it stressing you out more? What is coming up with your yoga practice? Because there too, yoga is a very feminine practice because we are in flow. We are tapping into these areas of our life, areas of our body that we potentially might be resisting. And it's mm-hmm. coming up. So it's just beautiful. And it goes with this conversation. I'm just like, you know, oh, yoga makes me more stressed.
Yeah. I wonder if that's something that she needs to move through with the ability to be in that presence. I think that's what we're speaking about, is that people really like feel more addicted to their tension. In our culture, I mean, I do it too, where I'm like in a loop of being like, oh, but then when I drop in, it's such a balance, because I'll go, like this past weekend was like really silence for me. Like I didn't reach out to people. I didn't have a lot of conversations. It was really about self-care and internal, because like I said, the last couple of weeks I've been medicine woman in public kind of thing. And so there's like a balance of nature and nurture, and that quietude I can get into for a few days. And then when I'm in there, I don't want to come out. And then when I go, when I'm super on Instagram and super like excited, I'll do that for a week. I'll be very buzzy. And then it'll take me a transition to like go back into silence. So it's a dance, you know?
And I love that you're talking about that, because this is something, this flow that you're mm-hmm. talking about is something I'm so passionate about. And this book that I'm about to release is going to be related to that. But I want to highlight this for the listeners, what Michelle was just saying, you know, she was very inward this weekend, and then, you know, she'll come out of it and she wants to be on social media and she's loving all this stuff. We are not linear. That is very much in our masculine energy of like, do, we have to go. And I see this a lot in women. And then they're like, I am so tired. I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out. Like, you have to catch yourself, or you get to catch yourself in these moments and give yourself permission to pull back and be more in the silence, be more in the quiet, and honor that. And I almost want to, and if you're okay with sharing, I would love, love to know where you are in your menstrual cycle. So I'm about to start my bleed, and I have been more on like, I want to be alone. And that goes with our cycles. So when we're about to go on our bleed, or when we are on our bleed, we're more intuitive. We actually are more connected to source and our feminine. And that is when we have to give ourselves permission, even more permission, to be more silent and on our own. And then when you're more outward, that's like as we're climbing to our ovulation, as our hormone levels are increasing, and you want to be out there and you want to be heard, and maybe you're feeling sexy and you want to find that man or go on that hot date. Well, go do it, girlfriend.
Totally. I ovulated like early last week, and I was still feeling, even though I was doing the inward, it was just my schedule. But I could tell because I was doing pleasure practices, and I can tell like when my body's like revved up and juicy, like that sexy energy. I'm like, oh yay. But to be honest with you, to be in an inward place when you're ovulating and feeling that revved up energy, and then use that energy with yourself versus pouring it into the world, is dope. Like that was like a really beautiful, so I can feel, I probably like today, I think, or like probably yesterday, today, I'm like closing that ovulation window, you know, and moving into, I guess, what is that called? Luteal?
Yeah. Your luteal phase. Yeah.
Yay. Go me. So I could feel that, but it was like coming out of that space, but definitely using that energy to cultivate my inner connection with myself, you know? Yeah. So that was good. And I think it was also good because when I was doing that big retreat, I was climbing up to ovulation. Right. And it was really just such grace. And today after this, I'm doing a blessing way for someone who's getting married. Oh. So I'm actually going to go give a blessing. Yeah, they saw a video of mine and reached out to me. So I'm going down to Casa de Luz to like help do ceremony for a woman who's about to be married. So,
oh, that's amazing.
A lot of in-person things are happening. I'm very grateful.
It's good to be connecting. And that's like another thing of the feminine, for us women to really, and women to connect with men, right? But bonding and really connecting is very important for us.
Yeah. So both of these opportunities, so to be in sisterhood in a large circle of women, like we were, like in the primal and the tribal, there's something about that that's like a soul memory resonance that like drops us in away from the culture of separation that we currently live in, and more into the culture of prayer and reverence. And I think that's super, super, super needed, super juicy. And then also, you know, an initiation of a marriage ceremony, and then having women around you, because this is a girlfriend who hired me to come to her and three other women in a small container, and for me to do prayers and blessings. So all of those are rituals. And I believe like rituals of the feminine in our culture are really, really, really empowering. That's why with the witch moon, like I'm doing the circles for us to gather in circles, or any coaching container. Like I think that this day and age we have coaching containers and programs and et cetera, but it's really just ritual for us to gather in circle and discuss priestess, you know, dealings, if you will.
You know, kind of connected just to what you're saying, I posted about this yesterday. The word ritual comes from the Sanskrit word ru, which means menstrual blood.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know that. I love that.
Because yesterday was National Period Day, so I like posted about like some fun facts that like would make you more period positive, because there's so much taboo, and our periods is very much around our feminine energy and power, and that Kali power that you talk about. Like when you tap into your menstrual cycle, which is the whole month, not just your bleed, there is so much power with that. And just how you're talking about bringing women together and going back to the primal, like in ancient cultures, women didn't do anything on their first 2 days of their bleed. They bled. And in some cultures, they didn't have tampons and all this stuff. They literally just let their blood release from their body, which is a big detox. And the women would come together. That's where the red tent comes from. And it goes back to our primal energy and the primal feminine. So it's like, yes, we have all these amazing things in our Western society, but if we could just have more of these female circles and outside of coaching containers and just like these retreats that you did or that I'm about to go on in Brazil, and we are going to be with the Aboriginal women in Brazil. Like, I called the travel agency the other day just for something about my flight. She's like, do you need a car? I'm like, no, I'm going to be in the jungle. I don't need a car. And like, she didn't really know what to say, but I'm like, I'm just so excited to be with like Mother Nature for a week, a whole bunch of amazing women, and with the tribal women who are still like so connected to this energy. And it's just great, like, to the listeners, like, find that circle, or, you know, check out Michelle's page, check out my page, and just to find these ways to connect more to women and our cycles and this power we are talking about, this feminine energy that is so, so powerful.
Mm-hmm. And so, so primal and so, so ancient. And I love that you, Rich, like, you talked about the period, and what you're speaking to is definitely the same thing as what we were talking about, how like the raw wild feminine has been put into the shadow. And there, I've been told that there are rituals with menstrual blood, and these, this is very, blood itself, the source of life, is a power source. And this is the thing about witchiness, right? Because I was about to even say, without getting too witchy, and then that is the reason why, with the witch wound, it's like a perfect segue. Like, we, this is another disowning of the primal power, the archetype of the wise woman, cast out in our culture. It's not okay that you bleed. I mean, it's not okay that you bleed. Like, this is when you're a life giver on this earth. You know, and working with the blood, or giving the blood to the plants, bleeding on the earth, like, all of this is the severance that has happened, that has disconnected us women and the primal from nature herself. It's in our culture, it's been devastating for women. This is why reclaiming your voice is so powerful. Not being afraid to be seen in your power. I use the word witch, right? The word witch in our culture has been like demonized, really. And because of religion and the perversion of Christianity, not really Christianity in its true essence, but what the culture has created it to be, conflated the shadow, dark magic, like what we were talking about, with when your ego is insane and you're, you know, putting hexes and love spells on people, right? An actual primal energy, which is what we're talking about, bleeding on the earth, communing with the stars and the sea, and the being in the cycles of life, knowing not only your moon cycle, but also the astrology. And all of that, according to somebody who's like my father, who's like, no, the Jewish law is the only way, and there's no other way, and this is how it is. That it becomes witchcraft. It becomes, but really it's not, it's connection to the eternal. It's connection to forces that are mysterious, that we do not know. And it's the humility to say, we do not know, but here is what I feel. And I'm going to lean toward my communion with that. The thing about the witch wound in our culture that I would like to speak on is that there's a cellular memory, and this was my own walk, my own spiritual embodiment. If I'm seen for my force of magic and my force of power, if others see how powerful I truly am, I will be killed, I will be persecuted, I will be cast out. So if I sing to the wind, and the wind sings back to me at a festival, and people feel that surge of energy, which is now what I do in my work. But before, years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when I was doing that, and I would see the change in people, the way they would look at me when they saw the medicine that I bring, it scared me. I was afraid
that I would be felt, like they know now. Now they know. And there was a deep fear that I couldn't put words to that really prohibited, it really made me feel like I was on edge to be fully available to people in the way of the wise woman, in the healer, because I had a memory of when that didn't go so well. And it's imprinted in the psyche of all women. There's a cellular memory, there's a collective consciousness memory, and then there's the soul of if we have really actually lived as that and been persecuted for our power. And so this is a big part of my work. I've done a meditation. It's like my most viewed meditation on Insight Timer, which is releasing the witch wound. And it's about the transmutation of feeling that pain, not acknowledging it and being with it, which we spoke about. And then also like forgiving that this has happened in the culture and integrating it and then opening up to really receiving the beauty. And that's what happens with this rewiring of the nervous system, that when I tone through the chakras, that it's like clearing emotional blocks and also repatterning wounds that are in the psyche from past lives, your grandmother, you know, cellular DNA who had this. It doesn't really matter if it's you personally, or if it's your soul personally, or if it's your ancestry, or if it's in the collective, but it's carried through you. There's something in you that's like, I contract in a certain being seen. I contract in being seen because I'm afraid of something, of death. And then when we expand through that, there's a huge release, and then we can finally give our gifts to the world. And that's why it's so important. And so for your listeners, I'm holding 13 women together for the 13 moons in representation. I'm going to assign each woman who's in the circle a moon cycle. Yeah. And I want the woman to have an ownership of that moon cycle for the next year, maybe many years to come, but it's like for that month, for that 28 day period, that's going to be their like wise woman time for activation. And they're going to make an offering in the circle. So it's a 5-night virtual retreat plus a one-on-one healing session with me. And if you go to my Instagram, which is instagram.com, Michelle Infinity, there's a link to apply. And by the time you guys are going to hear this, it's going to be like within a week. So you have to act fast and apply.
So when is that releasing exactly? I know it's coming up at the end of this month.
October 25th through October 29th at 7 p.m. CST. I'm going to be holding that, but I'm taking applications, I think, through the 22nd, which is that Friday. And I have little windows on my calendar, or they can just reach out to me and let me know. And hopefully spots will still be available. And if not this, then something else, if that calls to you, you know, or we can work one-on-one or however that works. But I just wanted to speak that because it's exactly what we've been talking about with the dark feminine. Plus it's a beautiful opportunity. And yeah, I'm really excited.
No, and I appreciate you bringing that in, and I will have all the information at the bottom in the show notes, your website, where to find Michelle on Instagram, more information in the link for this virtual retreat, and any other magic that Michelle has to offer. And so kind of just to wrap up for today, like we kind of went out there a little bit talking, you know, about the wounded witch and the shadow side, and, you know, just talking about the different feminine energies from singing to dance to feeling and being in flow, and just really understanding that you don't have to be in that go-go, that linear, that box, if you want to say, that society kind of expects us maybe to be or paints a picture that we should be in. Us women, we're free. We're in like that feminine energy is just being expansive and flow and in the moment and whatever is coming through. Like even this podcast, for example, I was in the car, Michelle, I don't know what she was doing, but like we were just sending voice notes quickly. And for me, it was just like sources saying this to me, probably the same thing for Michelle. And here we are sharing this. Like there was no planning really, except for a time.
I love that. Yeah, that's so true. And what you said about your woman, where you listened and then you were like, it was like, get on the call with her on Sunday. Mm-hmm. This is the feminine. This is what I teach my clients also. It's the feminine way to do business. You through listening, through receiving information, and just knowing what a yes is in your body and your soul. And then you are like, yeah, Yeah, this, okay, we'll go over here now. Okay, so important. And that, this is when I talked about earlier about like the difference between comparison and all of that stuff that we can get caught up in our egos, especially as entrepreneurs or in our business. The more that we, this is like a big breakthrough that I just had this week. And because of these retreats, it was like, the more that I am dialed into spirit and I'm listening and I'm receiving and I'm saying yes, and I'm just, I'm connected to that above all else, that's what matters the most. If I'm just doing that and then people are like, oh my God, your voice and this, then it's just like, great, good. The transmissions are coming through. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's, oh my God, it's like what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, surrender the fruits of your actions to me. And I like literally am just getting this now where it's like, that's literally what that is. It's when you are more committed to what is supposed to happen on your path. You listen to it, you do it, not for the result, but you do it because in your heart and you know your intuition, that's the right thing to do. And the fruits of it, what comes from it, it's surrendered to God and it's great and yay. But really the truth, that true alignment of like what we're here to be and bring is the most important thing that we can surrender to. Like just being in alignment with that is the best.
Thank you for sharing that. I really like how you say that. And you know, the fruits will just come. And, you know, when you mentioned the ego, I think of a quick conversation, not a quick conversation, but a conversation I had actually with a friend the other week. She's like, well, how do I know if this is really my intuition speaking to me or if it's ego? And the feeling could come up in many ways. I think depending, I'm very much a feeler and I will like feel it in my body. Like I get those goosebumps a lot of times. Sometimes I hear a voice. Sometimes people see things, whether it's colors of the chakras, whatever it may be. But when you really tap in, or like if something gives you a stomachache when you think about it, right? So this listening could come in our five senses. So it's not just like listening to hear something, right? But just really tapping into your five senses. And, you know, you may have to listen for a couple days, a day or two. Sometimes it's loud and clear right away, or the little signs of people that show up in your life, or a message that shows up in your life, literally like some billboard or whatever it may be, but like just paying attention to these little things.
It's so true. I love that you spoke to that. That's a beautiful way to break it down. It is. It's listening with your whole being.
Yeah. Do you have any final words for the listeners here today?
I want to say thank you for listening to our conversation. And thank you for the work that you're doing on yourself to seek out this multidimensional, like it's, again, it's not mainstream. It's not congratulated so much. Not the deep work. I think, you know, we have a certain tone in our culture that's like, I'm spiritual, but like, not like, not like the actual, like heart. The heart is this doorway, and sometimes there's grief and sometimes there's joy, but it's, there's deep magnificence. And it's my gift and blessing and honor that we continue to awaken each other through just like reminding ourselves of who we are. Like really, truly what we're doing here on the earth. So thank you. Yeah, if you want to listen to music and stuff like that, go for it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, your beautiful voice, and everything else that you had here to share today. Like I said already, everything will be in the show notes below. And ladies, I will see you next week. Have an amazing week.
Thank you. Bye.